Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Well, it's candy time again. And you know, you buy candy. Hopefully you don't eat too much of it after Halloween if you're left with it, because it's really not good on the old waistline. But is it worse than that than we might even imagine? Are there chemicals and dyes and things that you wouldn't eat yourself, and then why would you feed them to your kids? My guest is registered dietitian, spokesperson, and media personality with a private practice in New York City, Carrie Gans. Welcome to the show, Carrie. So
my pleasure, Melanie.
Let's talk about candy. You know, I am a label reader, Carrie. I don't know that a lot of people are, but after giving out raisins at Halloween and being shunned completely, that was a bad call. So now I look for candy that doesn't have so much dyes and colors, but what is going on out there?
Well, it can get confusing because a lot of candy, if not most of it, has a lot of added ingredients that you do not recognize.
And like, really, for example, I mean, people don't recognize any of those words.
Well, you know, some of them are not as terrible as they seem, and I think what we have to keep in mind is how often we're actually having this candy. For example, one of the ones you might see is called PGPR, and you'll be like, wait a second, what are those initials? Why is that in my candy bar? Well, actually, that's an emulsifier. So there's certain things that are added to candy that are called emulsifiers, and specifically in this PGPR is to decrease friction between the cocoa, the milk, and the sugar so it melts easier. And that's why it's used. Whether or not that's a good or bad thing, I mean, it is recognized as safe by the Food and Drug Administration. What I say to people is, with anything, especially when we're talking candy, is really to limit your intake.
Well, of course, and that is the best advice, although my 10 and 13-year-old will not agree with you come Thursday, limiting their intake. Yeah, right.
Of course they won't.
Of course they won't. So if we want to choose healthier candies, and you mentioned the PGPR and that it's supposedly safe, but it's the dyes that scare me a little, Carrie. I mean, candy corn is like, it's like eating wax.
Right. I mean, there is artificial coloring in a lot of these candies. I mean, I tell people to look then, read, and see. There are candies that don't have artificial coloring in them. There possibly are ones that don't have artificial flavoring. I mean, artificial flavoring is used actually so they can decrease the quantity of chocolate and actually reduce the cost. So there is a reason for, obviously, a lot of these added ingredients, and I think moms and dads should know about it, but ultimately it's their decision whether or not they want to purchase something with that. And that goes back to what you started with and saying you read labels, and I think that that's a message that everybody should really take under their belt and start reading labels.
Well, you have to, because some of the times, you know, you find that there's even trans fats, that there are really some pretty scary things that can be in there. What are some ones you like? Dark chocolate. Milk chocolate between dark chocolate. Kids tend to like milk better.
But I mean, am I more of a fan of dark chocolate? Yes, because it's richer in antioxidants. However, when we are talking candy, I mean, I'm just going to repeat this message till I'm blue in the face. It's, you know, it's just something not to have a lot of. And yes, your kids might want it, but it's the parents' responsibility to say, okay, today is Halloween. You go trick-or-treating. We come home from Halloween. We look at everything that you purchased. And it's not something then that the bag gets kept in the kids' room so they can eat it whenever they want.
Yeah.
It becomes part of, it gets kept in the kitchen where food belongs. And it's like, okay, today you want a, you know, a Milky Way bar. Tomorrow you want the Nestle Crunch. Okay, as long as they're still eating a healthy, well-balanced diet, one piece of candy can fit in. It's when the parents turn their eyes and look the other way and the kids are eating all of it, then that's a problem.
And if you are somebody who doesn't mind spending more money, of course you can get your candy at Whole Foods. And
right.
Then, of course, it doesn't have quite as many dyes and preservatives.
Exactly.
And things. But the kids you hand that out to are not going to appreciate that anyway.
No, they're not. I mean, I know people who make their own candy for Halloween and give that out. And all the time and effort that goes into that. And trust me, if they're like any of the kids that come around where I live, they just want whatever I'm going to drop in their bag. okay? They just open up their bag. I'm lucky if I even get them to say trick or treat anymore. And then they just want not only one candy, they want many candies. And then they walk away. So, you know, spending the time and effort, I almost feel if people don't want them to have candy, then there's other options to give them. I mean, you can give out, like you said, that small box of raisins. They're actually snack-sized
pretzels. I would not advise that.
Nobody liked it.
We were shunned. But, you know, nowadays people do try and do the pencils and stickers,
yes,
tattoos.
Stickers.
They like those things, yes.
Yeah, stickers are a great idea. I mean,
yeah,
there are
it's
little...
like that.
There are other options if you really don't want to engage in giving out food that you definitely will not eat yourself.
Okay, so now what about things like milk fat and the amount of real fattening part of candy?
Right. I mean, there's a lot of fat added to candy, and that's why it should be eaten in moderation. I mean, I'm a big fan of the little mini bars, you know, so this way, yes, it's still giving you, because it has the fat, it has the sugar, it has everything else, but it's a smaller size. And this way, it might not be, it's the lesser of two evils, if you want to even call it that. But yeah, there's going to be fat, there's going to be salt, there's going to be another thing that people don't recognize, soy lecithin, and that's just, again, another emulsifier. So there's a lot of, and again, the question, is it safe, is it not safe? It is safe, but it's not saying that it's something that you want to give your family.
Okay, so you know, if it's not something you want to give your family, maybe you choose. And again, with the homemade things, Carrie, it's a great idea, but most of the time, if someone nowadays, the parents are
right,
just going to throw out whatever you made. If you made some really
yeah,
great brownies or chocolate chip cookies,
right,
or even popcorn balls, I used to love those.
Right.
Now nobody's going to let you eat those.
Right. Remember, as a kid, I know for me, as a kid, the healthy families, and even though we were a healthy family, we would never give out an apple. It was like, that's what you gave out. You either gave out an apple or you gave out a penny roll. I mean, what can
you do? But a penny roll, I mean, today.
I really wanted that.
Yeah, today we would have loved that. It would have bought us some candy. But now,
right, but
you know.
The apple, no. Nobody wanted the apple. It was like, oh, if they're giving out apples, we're not going to that house.
That was like me and the raisins. But now, so we just have to sort of bite the bullet is what you're saying. We give out the
yes,
crap candy. We
yeah,
don't buy something that we really are opposed to. If we wouldn't eat
right,
it, probably don't buy it and hand it
then
out.
Don't buy. No, and the other thing is, you know what? Also, try to buy the least amount that you can get away with, because it's the leftovers in your own home that can become a problem. And if you do have leftover candy in your home, bring it to the office. Don't keep it in the house. Get rid of it, because if it's out of sight, it's out of mind. And then you might not personally indulge in it on a regular basis as well.
Well, and also I know some dentists collect it. That's one thing.
Yes, they do. I love that.
Yeah,
yep,
that's a kind of a cool thing. And what I do is I take usually the Butterfingers, the Heath bars, the Kit Kats, those good chocolate ones, and freeze them. And then when you're making cakes or cookies for parties, they make a nice little...
That's an excellent idea.
And you
it
keep them
really,
in the freezer right, anyway, so who cares?
Well, it was funny. My mom always put the candy in the freezer thinking nobody would want it, and then we got used to eating all our candy bars frozen. So,
well, that's true. Sense. There is that. But if you hide them in the
right,
freezer, the kids forget they're there. They really do. And
right,
then they're good for baking. They can, you know, certainly better than some of the things with the yellow number 5 and blue number
yeah,
1.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing. If it has all these dyes and it says that it's artificial as opposed to natural coloring, because now there's coloring that is done natural, if it's artificial and it scares you, so don't buy it. I mean, it really is. We have control of what's been put in our cart when we go to the supermarket. So if it's something that you're like, oh my God, I don't know what this is, I don't want to buy it, so don't buy it. You know, no one's making you, and I'm sure your kids will, you know, get over it if they're upset that you're not having their favorite candy in the house.
Well, that is really great advice, Carrie Gans. And the fact is that you are in control. It is not a democracy in your house. It's a dictatorship. You're the one going to the grocery store. Buy
yeah,
what you are feeling comfortable handing out.
Right.
Make sure you go through your kids' candy. Pick out the crap you just don't want them eating. I don't like
right,
my kids to eat that little hard candy either.
Right, get rid of it. And then the other message is, though, let them have some of it. Because
you got to let them have some.
Right. If you deprive them of it, they're going to want it that much more.
Absolutely. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Have a little candy and stay well.